some of you I've told my vocation story to, and it took me 20 years to decide that I was going to seek to be a priest. There was a long time of not knowing what to do, wanting to do this, wanting to do that. Does God want me? Do I want to be this? You know, this long process of figuring out what was going on. And it wasn't until I had a conversation with a priest who asked me a very simple question. And he asked me, "What is it that you must do?" And at that moment, the light came on. I had my aha moment. And that's when I decided that what I had to do was be a priest. Everything else was just stuff to keep me busy. And I'm sure that all of us at some times in our lives, in little things or in big things, have had these light bulb moments, the moment where the light goes off and we go, "Ah, I got it, that's the answer." And everything comes together for us and things become clear and we are able to make decisions and move forward. Today's gospel from the 24th chapter of Luke, we see the two disciples who are traveling on the road to Emmaus have their own light bulb moment, their own moment of recognition. It's a sudden recognition that it is the risen Lord Jesus in their presence. This story of the encounter on the road to Emmaus is, in my humble opinion, one of the most beautiful narratives in all the gospels. And it's a story of transformation. It's a story of transformation from grief to joy, from confusion to clarity, and from despair to hope. And it's a story of friendship, a story of journeying together, traveling together, and of sharing a simple meal that becomes an event of amazing revelation. Throughout the Gospels, we see Jesus trying to lead his disciples and others to understand just who he is and what his purpose is and what he has to do, what he has to go through to fulfill his purpose. He's trying to get them to understand that he is the Messiah. He's the one sent by God to gather God's people together into the kingdom and to accomplish God's saving will for all creation. Jesus' whole reason for being is to do the will of his Father, and in doing so, he reconciles fallen humanity to God and to each other. In order to accomplish God's will, he would have to suffer, he would have to endure all kind of hardship. Finally, he would have to die, and then he would have to be risen from the grave. Jesus' saving work doesn't end with his death. It includes his resurrection. And all of this is what the Gospels mean when we see, you know, when it says this was to fulfill the prophecy, or this was according to the scripture. And this is all what Jesus is going through, is fulfilling everything that was in the Hebrew scriptures of the Old Testament. And there we see that the Messiah, the Christ, the descendant promised to David by God, would be the suffering servant that we encounter in the book of the prophet Isaiah. He would be the one who was foreseen by all the Old Testament prophets. And that brings us again to the road to Emmaus. The disciples are walking away from Jerusalem. And they're depressed because Jesus, the one that they had hoped would be the Messiah, had been crucified and died. And the last that they saw of him was when he was put in the tomb. And the disciples' hopes are completely crushed. And they leave Jerusalem defeated. But Jesus was not defeated. Physical death was not the end for Jesus. And now he appears, risen from the dead. He appears to his disciples. We kind of have to smile at the way Jesus deals with the disciples on the road. You know, he kind of draws them into a conversation and acts like he doesn't know what's going on. He wants them to tell him about their experience of Jerusalem. And I'm pretty sure that he knew that if he would have just said, you know, hey guys, it's me, I'm risen from the dead, they probably wouldn't have bought that too well. What Jesus is doing here is leading them gently to an understanding. He's leading them gently to a realization. He's leading them to that light bulb moment, that moment where they can say, ah, this is what it's all about. This walk to Emmaus, scripture tells us, was about 7 miles. So that's about three and a half hours walking. So basically, this gives Jesus plenty of time to walk the disciples through the Jewish scriptures, from Genesis, through Exodus, through the prophets, the Psalms, all the writings, everything that's in the Jewish scriptures. And he would have opened their meaning up to them so that they could understand. So basically what he did was give them like a 3.5 hour homily, which is what I'm going to do today. So I hope you don't have any plans this afternoon. But he explains everything in the scriptures that refers to him. And we hear a little piece of that in the first reading today where Peter quotes from the psalm about David saying that your servant will not know corruption. Well, David died and he knew corruption. He was prophesying his descendant that would come along. But notice that as they reach Emmaus, the disciples still don't recognize Jesus. They don't realize that they've been walking along with the risen Messiah who's been telling them all about himself. They've learned a lot about the Messiah from their conversation with this stranger who joins them. But something more, something amazing is about to happen to them. And it happens when they sit down for dinner and their traveling companion takes bread, blesses it, breaks it, and gives it to them. That's when they have their light bulb moment. They become aware of what's going on. They see that three-part action of taking, blessing, and breaking. And this is something that they've seen Jesus do the whole time that they knew him. Whenever they would sit down for a meal with him, when he fed the 5,000 with the loaves and fishes, and then at his Last Supper, took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them. And at that moment, everything comes together. The word that Jesus had explained to them, that sharing in the meal, and everything just goes, and they understand. The light bulb turns on. Everything makes sense. They remember everything that Jesus had said and done while they were with him. And they realize that this whole time their hearts were burning as he spoke to them. And then he just vanishes. There's a little secret to this reading that some of you might know. But basically, the road to Emmaus is the Mass. It's the structure of the liturgy that we celebrate together. We are disciples. We are all on a journey, somewhat together, somewhat apart, but we're all on a journey together as members of the body of Christ. We are sojourners, as the first letter of Peter said to us this morning. We're traveling together the road of life. And at Mass, when we come together, Jesus comes to us and he walks with us. And he explains the word of God through the proclamation here and hopefully through my homily. And, you know, he explains the word of God. He opens the scriptures up to us so that we can know him right here and right now. And as we gather around this altar table, here the Lord in the person of the priest takes bread, blesses it, breaks it, and we all share in the body of Christ. This is a moment when the eyes of our mind, the eyes of our hearts, and the eyes of our souls can be opened, and we can receive and recognize Christ in our presence, even though we don't see his physical person here. I say can be, that moment of insight, because this beautiful awakening cannot be forced. We can't make it happen. It's a gift, just like it was a gift to the disciples on the road to Emmaus. The most we can do is believe in that gift, to believe that when we come together and hear the word and come to the altar and share in the body and blood of Christ, that he is present to us. And we can hunger for this awesome gift. We can really want it, and we can prepare ourselves. We can prepare our hearts, our minds, and our bodies. And we do that by, you know, spending some time before Mass with the readings. So that, you know, when we come in here, that's not the first time we've heard them. They're already swimming around in our head when we hear it again. We can prepare ourselves by spending some time before Mass in prayer. You know, there's a lot of talking before Mass, but that could be a time where we're spending in prayer, getting ready to receive this awesome gift. It's a time of reflection. We need to focus our attention when we're in Mass. We need to focus our attention on the word proclaimed at this ambo and in the readings and in the homily. We need to be fully present and attentive to Christ, who comes to be fully present to us in both the word and in the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. We need to be present for the Mass, or we miss it. We miss that awesome moment of recognition, of realization, that awesome moment of grace. So we need to be hungry for this. We need to be hungry like the disciples were for Christ. They wanted to see him again. They wanted to know him. And they sought him, and they thought about him, and they talked about him, and they longed for him. So they were kind of ready when he appeared to them to receive him. And that's the same for us. If we come to Mass ready to receive our Lord Jesus Christ, ready to recognize him in the word and in the breaking of the bread, he will reveal himself to us. Maybe in a flash like that, maybe over a long period of time. But if we prepare ourselves, Christ will reveal himself in the opening up of the scriptures and in the breaking of bread.